Oh my God. Oh my God. What? Oh my goodness. This is a major discovery for the story.
Disclaimer. We do not own or claim ownership of the Pokemon franchise and any Pokemon established in official canon. That's all owned by Nintendo, Game Freak, and Creatures. This is just a podcast made by four friends who love Pokemon. It's our love letter to a franchise most of us grew up with. So please go support the official release. Previously on PKMN Legacy. Her name's Victoria Vladimir. She's probably expecting you in Cortland already.
We've been having a lot of power surges all throughout the city recently. A tiny little jolt.
He's a little mailman!
I would so love the chance to meet with you. Please come alone. V. There's this tiny little Minum walking down the street.
A Minum? Oh.
He's looking for his friend.
A Puzzle!
Exactly.
I want to ask Maxine for her help.
Why would Maxine help you get closer to AJ?
I might be able to convince her to make some kind of deal with us to where she scratches our back, we'll scratch hers.
I don't think we were alone for that conversation.
Feel like the walls have ears here.
So, it sounds like we're splitting the party. Chris was planning on visiting Angel to get her involved in his plan. Velma, did you plan to assist Maddie with the Minum side quest or to attend this cafe meet and greet on your own?
Probably do the meet and greet on her own, considering everything.
And do you tell anybody about this, by the way?
Yes. I think Velma will tell the gang that she's got a meeting with an acquaintance.
Well, before we get to that, Maddie, you had the Minum find a friend quest.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. So this is definitely going to be a split the party sort of day today.
Split the party.
So Maddie kind of looks down at the little mine in whose hand she's holding, like it's a toddler. I have to go find the Plessel. So I don't know. Did any of you want to come or what are you going to do?
Well, I got a little bit of a meeting I got to do with an acquaintance. So, Yeah, so I'm just gonna be gone for, like, the afternoon.
No, you know somebody in Cortland?
Probably? I think? Maybe? Yes?
Okay, well, for once, I'm not going to pry. Have a good time!
That's fair.
So, Chris, you're going back to the apartment, or what's on your agenda?
Okay, well, yeah, I'm going back to the apartment and going to see if Angel can help me with my plan to get Maxine to help us.
Good luck with that.
Yes, but if I somehow happen to not make it back to Angel's place, please tell my daughter I love her.
We are so close. Why are you worried about that?
Well, you know, and he starts to have flashbacks to when Maxine kept punching him in the gut. Reasons.
Okay, well, go get him, champ. And Maddie, punches him on the shoulder. Maybe a little too hard.
He flinches.
I have to go find the child. I'll see you guys later. And Maddie starts walking off with the Minus.
Yes, holding hands.
Yeah, exactly.
Bye, Maddie.
So Maddie is going to, we're going to walk across the bridge here and head back towards the leisure side. Are there any parks over in the leisure side?
Yeah, there are a couple, very nice gardens. I wouldn't call them, public parks. That's more of a downtown thing. Manicured gardens and other snobby meet-and-greet places.
Okay, so we head towards one of those super snobby-looking, park gardens, garden parks. Does your friend prefer fancy places like this?
The Minum looks around, shakes his little head.
Well, that wasn't what we needed. She then, instead of making a further turn down, she heads towards the Museum of Mysteries.
You go into the museum, a large sprawling complex of connected hallways and buildings. You get the impression that it's not really a place of education, more like a novelty sort of place.
Mm-hmm.
A Ripley's Believe It or Not sort of situation, if you will.
Is there somebody at a desk or anything?
At the front desk, a studious-looking
man with a chocolate swirl of hair to match his chin curtain.
His chin curtain.
Which is placed just above his red bow tie and his teal shirt and suspenders.
A classic Cortlander.
Oh, yes. Hello there. Hello there. If you're here for our grand special exhibit, I'm afraid you're going to have to wait.
Oh, hello. No, I'm not here for that.
Oh.
I actually was just wondering, have you happened to see a Plusle anywhere lately?
And she gestures to the Minen at her side. This little guy has been looking for his best friends for a while, and we're just kind of scouting the city.
A Plusle. I can't say that I have. No, I cannot. Hope you find your friend, but when you do, make sure to bring him along too, because this exhibit is going to be out of this world, let me tell you.
Oh, well, you said it's not ready yet, but when is it going to be ready?
Hopefully later today, if possible. At this point, there's a power surge in the area. The lights start to flicker a bit. Okay, maybe tomorrow morning then. That is just
well, I wish you the best of luck.
And Maddie starts walking out.
I would stay to help. I really would. But I have to find this little guy's friend.
You leave the Museum of Mysteries. You look around the streets. Why don't you make... This would be a clever plus alert check.
Well, 2 out of 3.
For just a brief second, you can see a couple other places having a power surge.
Oh no.
Like it starts in here, then the lights stabilize, then it carries over near to Chad Wickington's store.
Oh yes!
From what you can tell, the surge seems to be traveling.
It seems to have come from the Museum of Mysteries?
Well, the part you were able to see, yes.
Yeah, okay. Maddie just looks back at the building and she goes, what are they doing in there?
And as you head back towards the bridges in front of Chad Wickington's, you see it's not isolated to just that one store. The surge is moving towards the zipper bridges and then just sort of disappears.
Aren't there trains underneath the city?
Underneath the zipper and the entire city is a network of infrastructure for cars, cargo, trains, metros, that sort of thing.
It must be the trains.
You look down, Minum is actually going towards what seems to be a service ladder down towards underneath the zipper.
Do you think your friend is down there?
Starts scurrying down the ladder.
Oh, okay.
Maddie just runs after him. Dang, a Plusle can cause that big of a power surge? Jesus.
As you climb down the ladder, you leave the public area and head towards passages for maintenance workers. The roar of cars and engines are not deafening, but they are enveloping in this series of tunnels as they echo through the walls. Eventually, you make your way towards a service entrance for maintenance workers, and you see a couple of them having a lunch break. Just a handful of lumpy maintenance workers covered in dirt.
People wouldn't normally be down here aside from them, right?
The public usually stays up where it's clean, it seems.
Any sign of that power surge?
You get a faint flickering coming from inside the tunnels, but past that, you don't know.
Maddie looks down towards the mine and she goes, did you want to follow the surge? Okay, hopefully these guys will let us in. Is there any sort of like strewn about like equipment or anything in terms of like a hard helmet or a vest that maybe somebody took off for a break?
Sure, what's your plan with that?
To pretend to be one of them so they let me in without problems.
Okay. You pick up a hard hat and a safety vest. Why don't you make me a... This would be... I'm going to say cool plus perform
okay.
For you.
You don't think I can use clever for this? I mean, just that I'm going to have to try and be clever and trick them.
Okay, in that case, either cute or clever.
Oh, cute. Okay, cool. They both are the same score for me, so... 1 out of 2.
Okay, why don't you just tell me how this charade goes?
So Maddie looks around for whoever owns this hard hat and vest and just, she pulls out like a piece of paper from her notebook and scribbles a little like, borrowed, be back soon on there and like sticks it where she found the hard hat. And she puts on the hard hat and the vest. Is there maybe a second hard hat?
Yes, there absolutely
is. Yes, I know you know where I'm going with this. So she finds a second hard hat and she goes, safety first. And she pops it on the Minan's head with his little ears are like kind of flopped out on the bottom
of
it.
You completely cover him in a dome of safety. You can only see his nubby little feet poking out from underneath it.
Perfect. She walks up to the construction workers and she goes, hey guys, gals, non-binary pals. How is the construction going?
Going pretty good, I'd say. Can we help you?
I'm coming from the other side of the city. I've been following this power surge that has been kind of going through, and I've traced it to that tunnel over there. And me and my colleague, she nods to the little Minan, who's like just a hard hat with a little nubbin sticking out. We need to go and investigate, so I didn't want to just sneak past and not make you aware of the situation, but, yeah, we have to go through there.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
So, was that your plan here, kiddo? Was just take one of our equipment? I mean, nothing's blocking our view of you from this angle here.
No,
we could see you taking our stuff.
No, I know, but you see, I'm more of like a consultant, but we're kind of short-staffed over there, and so I figured it's better to be safe than sorry. I even wrote a little note over there. You can see
it. Show of hands, does anyone recognize her from the union meetings at all? Anyone?
No, I'm a new hire. I'm a new hire.
You can't enter here. It's way too dangerous. We're already working on this section, so why don't we just take this little hat over here from your little friend, picks up the hard hat, and let's put... Oh, hey, Minam, how you doing, buddy?
Oh, my God.
What the hell?
You know him?
Well, sure, he's practically part of the crew here. This little bunny has a friend living inside the tunnels.
Minam, why did you let me take the hat?
Minam.
Hey, what you doing, little guy? Where's your friend? And Minam gets a little sad little look.
Okay, let me be level with you. I found this Minam in the park, and he wanted me to help him look for his friend, and we were following... a power surge, presumably, because he led me down here, and I'm guessing that's where Plessel is.
And so you need to go inside the tunnels, then?
That's right. I'm sorry I lied to you. I just didn't think that you would buy the story.
This would be a cool plus empathy.
Another one or two.
Well, we've been following all these power surges, and it's pretty dangerous stuff, you know. We don't want any civilians getting involved with it. So it looks like it's a good thing you're from the Union, then, I guess.
Oh, yes! Yes. Absolutely. You can... Yes. Yes.
We're currently on our mandated lunch break right now, so we're currently occupied at the moment. So we're not gonna know if someone goes in with our equipment, including a walkie-talkie, in case he, she, or they need to contact us for safety reasons. Hands you a walkie-talkie.
Yes, I don't know where I got this from. I found it on the ground.
We can be clumsy at times. It's against our nature as reliable maintenance workers, and safety and organization is our purview. However, mistakes can happen,
yep.
Yes.
Yes, thank you for your service.
And we're always happy to help our friends, including good old Minam and Plus.
Aw, that's so cute.
All right, you got about 20 minutes then.
Okay, thank you. Well, what was your name?
Let me look at the list.
Really putting him on the spot here.
My name's Tom. Tommy.
Well, Tommy, my name's Maddie. It's nice to meet you. I'll see you in 20, okay?
Roger that, 10-4. All right, gang, back to your sandwiches. Make sure you chew properly.
Oh. Aw, he's dad. And Maddie heads off into the tunnel with Minan in tow.
So you are deep inside what you have heard from passerbys known as the crack.
Mm-hmm.
This section is a labyrinth of tunnels as far as the eye can see. Some markings to help guide your way. Some have been faded over time and is just basic tear and wear. So how do you navigate through these tunnels? Aside from trusting Minam's instinct.
You said it's dark down here?
It is, but I'm sure Minam is lighting up just enough to give you a little bit of illumination with his blue electric energy just humming off of it.
Okay. So Maddie is going to try to avoid staying in the area where there's... Is that water on the bottom?
No, the tunnels are dry.
They're me?
You're not in the scene, buddy. Move along.
All right.
We know you're listening, though. That's how we know. So Maddie kind of allows Minan to take the lead since he wanted to come down here in the first place, but she keeps closely behind him. And how would more light help?
I don't see why not.
Okay.
Minan, I actually want you to meet one of my other friends.
And she pops out Lucille and she goes, "This is Lucille."
They both give like very quiet, soft-spoken.
None.
I think you two would be good friends. And she looks at Lucille and she says,
"Okay, we need to light up this place a little bit, but safely. Maybe just an ember that you can keep in your hands?"
She rubs her hands a bit and just like... spits like a small little speck of charcoal into it that lights up just a little bit to provide a nice, warm, dim glow to accent Minum's own light. And I'd say that gives you enough light to navigate your way pretty safely. About 5 to 7 minutes passes as you going through tunnels and ladders, making sure you're safely out of the way of the service cars and trams and all that stuff. Eventually, you go off the beaten path as Minum leads you towards a crack in the tunnels.
It's a crack in the crack.
It's crackception.
Oh, boy.
And in this crack within cracks, you go through some long abandoned service tunnels from days gone by that are clearly not part of the current power grid here. But there are still like flickering bulbs still lit up from whatever reserve energy is left. And as Minum leads you down this way, you come into a clearing, a very small area filled with cardboard, junk, scrap, some twinkle lights.
Twinkle lights.
It seems to be arranged in a sort of like cozy little den. You look above, you can actually see the sky through the grates and cracks.
Minan, is this where you live? Did you build this?
Minan gives you like a little half and half little wave of his nub.
You and Plussel built this.
Gives a nod.
She goes towards a little cardboard area and sees if there's any trace of Plussel or a sign that Plussel was here recently.
Why don't you make me a clever plus... I think this would fall into nature or alert. Your choice.
Which one am I better at? Let's find out. I'm the same, so let's do nature. I never get to use that.
Okay, clever plus nature.
2 out of 3.
It seems that his plus old friend has a habit of bringing back knickknacks around here. A scrapped snow globe filled with Portland City buildings, a trash lid with spoons dangling off the edge attached to string. These two buddies have quite the little playhouse here.
Yeah, they're so cute.
You look down, though, and you see, pooling around the edges, a bit of water that is leaking towards deeper inside these abandoned tunnels. And it has a sort of shimmer to it. Minum looks down that way, sort of scared.
Do you ever go down there?
Gives you a very cowardly shake of the head no.
Is it okay if I go down there? It's possible that Plussel is there. I want to make sure we find them.
He hesitates for a moment, looks down the way, looks back to Plussel's little playhouse, gives you a nod.
And Maddie walks over to the Minan before going in, and she squats down to be as level with him as possible, and she says,
"Okay, thank you for trusting me. I'm going to go down there, but I do want to give you the option. Would you like to come with me, or would you like to stay here? If you'd like to stay here, I can leave Lucille with you so you're not alone."
He thinks about it for a moment, grabs your ankle, and goes with you.
Okay.
All right, well, Lucille, I'm not sure we can... Can we all fit down there, all three of us, or do I need to recall Lucille?
It's not the same as, like, Divot's Pass. You can get through this easily enough. It's just a bit precarious, but you don't have to, like, crawl.
Okay.
All right, well, we'll go together then. Come on.
And she starts to head towards the crack in the crack.
The crack in the crack in the crack.
I was gonna say, it's the crack in the crack in the crack.
Crack cubed. You go deeper down, and in this chamber you reach, you look up, you see more sky, but the grates here and the stonework around it looks like it's been broken through. You look down. Give me one more clever plus alert check.
Okay.
Or clever plus nature. 2 out of 3.
Nice.
There seems to be some sort of debris in the water pooling around here. Bits and pieces of, like, rock and dust. But the one thing that catches your eye is an almost prismatic rainbow shimmer, like an oil slick in the water.
Oh, no. Ooh. Oh, no. Okay.
And you remember where you saw a similar rainbow shimmer from, don't you?
Well, my first thought was the jewel-type Pokemon.
At that point, the lights in here flicker a lot, and you hear a resonant hum echo through it.
Scatter, 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 scatter.
Yeah, okay.
Something climbing on the wall.
Oh, God! Lucille, if you can find where that is, point your fire towards it. I need to see what's happening.
Lucille rubs her hands a bit, lets out another burst of ember, and from that flash of light.
Oh, my God. You are building this up so much.
You see the same sheen and geometry that you saw in the other jewel types.
Uh-huh.
But this one is much smaller.
What?
What is that?
What you can only describe as a roar of electricity, it scurries towards you. I'm going to need you guys to roll initiative.
What? What is that thing? Okay, we're going to pull the Pokedex in a second, but I will roll initiative.
As Lucille gets ready for battle, you pull out the Pokedex. And as it scans the plus sign indent on its face.
No way, it's a Plusle?
Plusle, the cheering Pokemon. This creature's electric abilities are powered by their strong emotions and are used constantly to cheer on allies. It is extremely rare to see a Plusle without a Minum nearby.
Oh my God. What? Oh my God. Is this dual type stuff like possessing Pokemon? It's like a parasite. Oh my God. Oh my goodness, this is a major discovery for the story!
So, Plusle is going to dart around at blinding speeds. You see the after images of its moving around. Just in time to see it go for a nuzzle on Lucille. That's going to be a 2 out of 6 to hit.
We're going to try and evade that. We got a 2.
2 out of 5 will do it. Lucille swipes out of the way. It only dashes past its ear floof, like bolts to the other side of the room, still crackling with energy. Lucille's turn.
Lucille, let's try and hit it with a Leer, okay? And uses Leer. 1 out of 1 for accuracy.
Lucille gives out a somewhere between cute and dangerous. You don't see any expression on it, but the energy inside its prisms are disturbed. For all intents and purposes, its defense is lowered by 1. Minum, at this point, is too scared to act right now. Plusle will go for 1 additional action. It is going to dash around. It goes right behind it and tries to hit it with a hack.
Okay, I would like, if possible, can Lucille clash this?
Yes, let me roll for accuracy first. Okay, in order to get this, you need to get a 5 to beat it, as this is your 3rd action.
Oof, okay. I was going to go for a stomp. Nah, that's not happening. Couldn't even get that.
So with a quick dash behind it, it takes one of its, not really nubs, they're like polished to a point as it pierces through it. You don't see any blood as it pulls it out. What is Lucille's defense again?
3.
It's more disturbed by the energy, but only takes 1 point of damage. However, it tries to growl back at it with another, just a residual Leer, and it can't bring itself to do it. Leer is disabled.
Oh.
It's okay, Lucille. Maddie kind of runs up to the Minun side, and she goes, Minun, is this your friend, Plusle, or what?
Minun looks at you. It's very confused and terrified, but it doesn't have the instinct to run from, like, a predator. It is terrified in its place for other reasons that you probably already have gathered.
Okay. Well, don't worry. We're going to save your friends, all right?
As you say that, you see it crackle with energy, and the lights and electricity around it and the environment are sort of absorbed into it.
Mm.
It seems to energize it.
Mm.
Let's see. I need you guys to roll dexterity plus evasion.
That's a 1 out of 1 and a 3 out of 5.
Lucille jumps out of the way before electricity hits it, and you are struck by some of it, but not enough to hurt you. As it absorbs the electricity, you get the impression that as long as you're down here, it has the home field advantage.
Okay, I don't know if this is going to work, but we're going to try it. I want to do bounce, but I want to have Lucille bounce towards the exit and Maddie to scoop up Minin and follow, trying to lead the Plusle out towards where we came from.
Gotcha. Okay, Lucille just bounces up into the air. On the next turn, it will crash down. Minum is going to turn around at the Plusle. It's going to try and just talk some sense into it as you hear like a electric chitter from it.
I'm gonna cry.
Cute plus allure would be the equivalent for empathy here. Just a 1 out of 4 from Minum. You cannot see any reaction from the Plusle, except for it turning its head towards the Minum.
I want to grab Minin and start heading towards where we came from.
Okay, I need you, Maddie, to make dexterity plus athletic.
All right.
You're able to grab Minum, but in your panic, it's hard going to get through this crevice. You can't sprint through it. Plusle will chase after you.
That's all for this round for me.
Top of the order. Plusle is going to go for a spark on you, Maddie.
Am I allowed to try and evade?
You can certainly try. You'll have to get a 2 or more.
Okay. I only have 1 evasion dice. That doesn't even make any sense.
Do you have anything in your evasion score?
Probably not.
Because it's dexterity plus evasion.
No, I have 0 on my evasion. But my dex is... No, my dex is 1. So that makes sense.
As feisty as you are, you are not an athletic person.
Boo. Come at me, bro.
With what is your defense, Maddie?
My defense? 3.
It hits you for the 1 point of damage. Let's see if it paralyzes you as it collides into you with electric energy. No.
Thank God.
The only stun you get is from the trauma here. Go ahead and roll for accuracy for Lucille's bounce now as it comes crashing through.
1 out of 3.
Yeah, I think the plus will be distracted enough to take the hit.
You are so kind.
Go ahead and roll for damage. Its defense is 2.
2 out of 3.
Lucille is bouncing off the walls like a gummy bear.
Yep.
And comes crashing into it, hoops first, hits it for 2 points of damage, bounces off of it, and starts running with you.
Is there a roll for flinch on bounce? No, sorry, that's stomp.
Actually, there's a chance roll for paralyze. Go ahead and roll for that.
Oh, I didn't see that in there. Oh, yeah, there is, you're right. 1 out of 3.
Ooh. 1 out of 3 is enough to paralyze it. Can it be paralyzed? Actually, that's a good question. Can it be paralyzed from a non-electric attack?
I don't know, DM.
yes, it's paralyzed.
Okay.
Minum sort of bounces out of your grip for a second and thinks about running back towards Plusle to see if it can do anything else.
Just give me 1 second, Minum, okay? We're coming right back. Maddie dashes out towards the playground that they made for themselves. And grabs the snow globe.
What do you do with it?
I run back, because I didn't mean to paralyze it, but here we are.
Okay, yeah, it's sort of stunned in place, still trying to get its motor control back. What do you do with the snow globe?
Maddie hands it to Minin. Go make them remember you.
Okay, it will make the same roll it did before, trying to reach out to it, cute plus allure, as it gingerly hands the snow globe to it. 1 out of 4.
Can I do something to bump that roll?
What do you have in mind?
Either something hexmaniac or just straight up just encouragement. Maybe just like, basically like a calm emotions on the Plusle.
Cool plus channel.
0 out of 1.
At this point, it's between the Minum and the Plusle.
Yeah.
Plusle looks at the snow globe, rotates its head up towards the Minum. And then in a flash, it grabs the Minum, lifts it up into the air. Minum lets out a squeak of panic and dashes so fast that they both disappear.
What?
Leaving nothing but electric crackling in its wake.
No!
Oh, no!
No!
Oh, shit.
No, I thought it was gonna hug him!
Okay, well, that was not the outcome I was hoping would happen. Okay.
No! I have to go find them!
In your panic, all you can do is just head back the way you came, get out of here so you could see if you could find them on the surface level.
This is to be continued. I will find them.
Happy holidays, everybody. Welcome back to the last pause menu of the year. First off, if during the episode you thought my recording was a bit off, apologize for that. At that point of recording, I had just moved into my new place, and my room wasn't properly treated back then. That might be the case for the next episode too, not sure. Haven't actually started editing that one yet, just working on this one now. Not even sure if you all even noticed it, or it was something just my sound designer ears recoiled at and no one else cares about. In any case, hope you're having a good holiday so far. I've been having a good one. Got some fancy little sound toys for my brother. Got this nightingale whistle right here. Trust me, my dog loves it. Also, upgraded my slide whistle from my old plastic cheap Cracker Barrel toy to a proper one. Thank you, brother dearest. But enough of me taking advantage of a captive audience. Let's actually get down to the housekeeping stuff. As always, if you enjoy the show and would like to support it, we got a Patreon for that. Get rewards like your name and the end credits of the YouTube releases, access to behind-the-scenes bonus tidbits, and for our Ultra Baller tier patrons, get your name mentioned by me in the pause menu. So, special thanks to Bamboori, Cammy Cat, Cybernetic Pink Guy, Donkey Odo, Doodle Boy, Javon, Jonathan Jesus Macias, Key NT, Limus Humane, Mr. Someone, PBC98, Quest, Red Phoenix 2412, Renamon Music Box Brony, and Unoriginal. Appreciate you guys a whole lot. Same with all our patrons, but you guys especially, because groceries are hella expensive. In all seriousness, though, thank you very much. Of course, there's also more ways than just using your monies to help support the show. There's always good old word of mouth. Post about the show on Twitter or Blue Sky using the hashtag PKMNLegacy. Leave a good comment on our YouTube releases, or leave a good review on wherever you found this podcast. Do that, and like our patrons, we might use your name for the name of one of our NPCs. For example, Tommy the Maintenance Boss is named after YouTube commenter Tom Wogan... Tom Wogan 8022. Probably butchered that last part. Moving on. We got Victoria, named after Victoria from @Ionimica. Probably butchered that too, from Twitter. And of course, we got Angel, named after @AngelTigress777 from Twitter as well. Alrighty, plug time. Got one for you on behalf of myself and Chi-Chi. Instead of our usual annual Rankin-Bass Christmas collab cover, this year we went with Hot Chocolate from the Polar Express movie. We also got some real cool dudes on board too, like Cammy Cat, Bro Dingles, McGuire Music, Paranoid DJ, and Red Claw. We went big. And if you haven't listened to it already, we'd appreciate it if you gave it a listen. It's on Chi-Chi's YouTube channel. I'll post a link in the description. Okay, this pause menu's been going on way too long. Let's get back to the episode. Hope you enjoy the rest of it. Hope you enjoy your new year, and I'll see you then. Unpause! So that was fun. Who's next?
I'll do it.
She's got it.
The camera switches over to Velma. The instructions take you across the zipper bridges over to the Café Le Mai over in the leisure section. It's a nice outdoor cafe, bustling, very busy, serving brunch, drinks, and other sorts of delectables. And you said you came alone, correct?
Well, I still have my Pokemon with me, but other than that, alone. Can I do a check to see who's there?
Sure. Just let me know, what exactly are you looking for as you scan the patrons here?
Perhaps someone who's looking suspiciously around, looking like they're waiting for something or someone.
Gotcha. Okay. Insight plus alert.
Alert, 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 alert. Where's the alert? There's the alert.
Two out of four. You're looking for outliers in this equation here. Most of the patrons here, smiling, enjoying their drinks. The waiters, forcing a smile on their face as they serve. The one thing sticking out to you is the silhouette of a large woman sitting at a lone table by herself with another empty chair. You can't see past her large, wide-brim white sun hat.
All right, Velma's definitely going to walk up, cautiously walk up to them.
As your rubber boots squeak across the floor, you see the woman's head turn to you. She bursts from her chair.
Oh, my little Velma, give me a hug, darling.
Wait, what?
You are brought into the embrace of a... I guess the best word for this woman would be Rubenesque. She's wearing a sundress that is hugging her body, wearing a very luxurious scarf, earring. The one thing that you recognize, though, is the crazy drill-like purple plum hair cascading from her hat.
Oh, you've grown up so much since I last saw you.
What? We've met before?
Oh, don't tell me you don't recognize your Auntie Vicky.
Auntie Vicky?
Are you telling me that Piali has never mentioned me to you?
So many things all I... Well, yes.
Darling, calm down. Have a seat. Get a drink. Waiter, get her whatever she wants. On me.
Ranch soda if you have it.
The moment you say that, the color fades from the guy's face.
Well, you heard the deer. Ranch soda. Come on, chop, chop.
Right away, ma'am. He scurries back to the kitchen.
Well, if you haven't heard of me, I'm sure you have so many questions on your mind, dearie.
That's about where I'm at right now. You're my aunt?
Victoria Vladimir. The more fun of the two Vladimir sisters, of course.
Sisters? And then there's another one.
Yes, I'm your aunt, so your mother is my sister.
So, what?
Are you seriously telling me that Piali has never mentioned me before in passing at all?
No, there hasn't been a whole lot of talking between us. Let's just put it that way.
Preach to the choir, sister. That is just like little Pee-wee.
Pee-wee?
Oh, yes. That's my nickname for her. You should totally use it. It'll drive her nuts.
Oh my gosh. There's so many... What do you do? What are you doing here? I have so many questions. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, well, let's calm down, dear. We have all the time in the world right now.
I guess so. How'd you find me?
Oh, well, let's just say I had a little help from my friends.
A tiny little Joltik scurries across the tables and the floors and climbs up her arm and perches on the yellow trim around the brim of her sun hat.
So those are your little guys.
Yes, my cute little babies. Mommy's very proud of you, darling.
Do they have names?
They're Zip, Zap, Zop, Zippy. I kind of lost count after a while.
So, were you just in Mekuntown not too long ago?
Oh, yes, that's right. You did visit my summer home, didn't you?
Summer home?
Well, I'm assuming there wasn't any other wonderfully pigtailed little girl sneaking into my house and looking around. Water under the bridge, darling. You're a curious little girl. It's perfectly all right.
Speaking of your place, one second. And she just scrambles around in her pockets quickly and just pulls out the picture. So, this is you here then, right?
Ah, my younger days. So thin, so full of life. So much thinner, if we're being honest with each other. And dear old Dad.
Do you know where he is?
Falling out of touch with each other runs in the family, apparently. I left long before he did, and where he went, I only have the slightest ideas of.
Where did he go? And you just kind of see that Velma's leaning in a little bit more as she keeps talking.
Why don't you make a cute plus empathy here?
One out of two.
Yes, well, from what I understand, after he left you and your mother, he sort of went on his own and went off the grid.
Oh, I see.
But I am curious, darling. What's your interest in finding him besides catching up with family?
Well,
am I not good enough for you, darling?
No, not at all, not at all. It's just Grandpa didn't exactly leave on the best terms from what I remember. And I haven't seen him since, and he's an important part of who I am today. I at least want to see him at least one more time.
Oh, I completely understand your intentions. I thought I saw his handiwork in your cute little blaster there, darling.
That's right! Wait, do you know about blasters too?
They're a bit unwieldy for my tastes. I find other
methods here and there. And at this point, the waiter comes back. Here is your ranch soda, ma'am.
Yes.
Turns to Vicky. Please, let me know if you require anything else, Lieutenant. And heads away.
Velma's just sipping, then she just kind of... Lieutenant?
Oh, yes. Well, our dear friend Levi is going to pick up the tab, yeah? I'm sure he won't mind at all.
What?
Waves around a piece of plastic and stuffs it back into her handbag. Gives you a wink. But tell me, darling, how is your journey going so far?
I didn't exactly want to go at first, but I gotta say, I'm actually making friends now, and I like them, and I think it's a good thing.
Friends, you say? That would be Maddie and Chris, I assume.
Yeah, wait, how do you know them?
You really do have to be careful of where you go, darling. You're likely to get bugged.
Bugged?
You hear the little chirp coming from her hat.
Ah, I see.
But do be careful, friendships are... Well, you're just like me in our line of work, I'm assuming. Upholding the Vladimir name and all that?
Of course! I mean, that's part of why I want to find my grandpa in the first place.
Of course. Well, just be careful where you throw around the F-bombs there with friends.
Right.
Oh, but I'm just messing with you, darling. It is good to see you stretching your legs here and just making the most of it. Tell me, what sort of nefarious schemes have you gotten into?
Well, if you can believe it, I've had a run-in or two with the cult of Nuzlocke.
Oh, yes, those nut jobs. Very entertaining, if not a bit barbaric.
Have you seen any of them around here?
Oh yes, I did have a run-in with a few of them. They're cannon fodder, let's be honest. But do go on, darling. Tell me about your exploits.
I'm just scraping my mind of like, remember everything right now. Remember everything! This is your moment. You can't screw this up!
Darling, are you okay? You've barely touched your ranch soda.
No, I'm fine. Guys, a lot of stuff has happened. I wish there was a way I could conveniently sell it to you in a quick 10-minute format that's really entertaining that should be coming pretty soon.
Darling, don't date things. It's outdated.
I couldn't resist. I'm sorry.
Honestly, I don't know when that's coming out and compared to when this is coming out, so there's probably going to be like a year in between the two things.
Gotcha.
So what do you tell her then?
So I tell her about the jewel types. I tell her... Tournament? It's a tournament, right? That's going on.
King of the Mountain Brawl, yeah.
I tell her a little bit about the ruins, but I don't talk too much about what we found.
Okay. What parts of the ruins do you actually talk about?
Luke. I definitely tell her about Luke.
Ah, yes, that bitch.
I take it you're not on the best terms?
He's a brute who likes to play dress-up, if I'm being perfectly frank.
Well, he is the way I found you.
Well, I guess he does have some use then. My, you have such a grand start to this adventure of yours. But it does err on the side of heroic, doesn't it, darling?
I don't know about that. It's more like you get thrown into stuff and we just kind of gotta figure out a way to navigate it most of the time.
Yes, but friends? Saving the region? It's a bit out of character for us, isn't it?
Really? Huh. I guess it is, isn't it?
I know what you need. You just need a little help, show you the ropes, get a nice refresher on the Vladimir way.
Oh? What do you have in mind?
A little family outing, just the two of us. I am planning a quick little fun heist right now while I'm in town, and, well, I could always use an extra set of eyes.
Oh, a heist? Where at?
She reaches into her dress and pulls out a brochure from the Museum of Mysteries.
Oh.
This just took a turn.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, I see. So, what exactly is here?
Well, I know you can keep a secret, darling. After all, you did come alone. Such a good girl. Pinches your cheek.
Yeah. Of course.
And she leans in closer and join me in the whisper chat.
Excuse me?
Bye, Dry.
Wait, no, no. I need to. Okay, well, I guess I'm alone now with my thoughts. Okay, great, Kay. Let's see here. So one of three things are going to happen. This is going to extremely mess up Velma because her relative is going to do something she ain't supposed to. Two, Velma's truly going down the dark route. Lord knows she's about to become a Sith Lord. And I don't even really want to think about the third option. Third option sounds even worse. Okay. Okay, you're giving me heart palpitations and not in the good way. Even though heart palpitations aren't normally a good sign. Should probably get my cholesterol checked by my doc. Well, only one thing to do now. Hey, Siri.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me a joke. What do you call a chicken at the North Pole? Lost. Oh, that was a bust. Well, I've got nothing else to do, but what's the name of that Tetris game? I am so fucking stupid. It's Tetris. It's Tetris. Please don't keep that in, Kay. I had a brain fart moment. I was trying to find the Tetris theme, and I couldn't think of it until I said, I'm stupid. I found it, though. Yeah, this wasn't really worth the search. Now I feel even worse. Man, they've been in there for a long time. All right, well, I guess I'll just, What?
Well, we have about 5 minutes before Lieutenant Levi realizes his, card's been used here. So I suggest we dash now.
Sounds like a good plan. I'll see you later then.
Toodaloo, my darling little pupa. Toodaloo. She gets up, gives you a big ol' hug, kiss on the forehead, and saunters off.
Oh, I see what I got myself into.
What did I miss?
Nothing important, darling.
What do you mean? No, I feel like it's very important.
In fact, let's switch our cameras now and go over to Chris.
I don't think we should. Hold on, wait. No, I don't want to transition. No transition. No.
This is already fading, dude.
Damn it.
Chris, camera cuts over to you. You head back to Angel's flat. You see Angel is getting changed into her Mogul Corp uniform.
Hey, Angel!
Don't worry, I'm decent.
Okay, he says, but he still has his hands over his eyes. He's like, you know, I think I'm just gonna just look the other way and we can just have a conversation to my back. That's fine. he turns around. So, I have a question for you, Angel.
Okay, sure.
So, you know that commercial that came on about the King of the Mountain Brawl?
Yes. Again, congratulations, by the way.
Thanks. I actually didn't think I'd make it. Do you remember one of the judges I was talking to you about before?
AJ again?
Yes, that one. So, you're certain there's not a whole lot you know about them, correct?
Just the background checks that I had Gabe run. That's about it. Yeah.
Hmm.
Why?
You know about the cult of Nuzlocke, right?
Yeah, I'm acquainted, but you knew that already, yeah?
Yes, but do you remember anyone by the name of Maxine?
She was that scary blonde-haired lady, yeah?
And you remember the King of the Mountain Brawl tournament, correct, of who the contestants were, right?
That can't be the same Maxine, though. It has to be just someone that looks like her, right? They wouldn't let her in through the tournament, though.
Angel, when you've been punched in the gut enough times by Maxine, you have a pretty good idea of what they do and don't look like.
That... Oh, okay.
After we infiltrated the Cult of Nuzlocke's ritual ceremony thing...
You what?
Okay, there's a lot to unpack here, but I know you don't have a whole lot of time, so I'm trying to condense this as much as possible. We infiltrated the Cult of Nuzlocke to stop this ritual and to save all these Pokemon and also trapped individuals, as well as learn about their cult leader, but there was something more to it. There's not a whole lot that I know about what's happening right now, but I feel like something big is coming, and I need your help to help me convince Maxine to help us.
What?
Again.
No, wait. No, what?
Just hear me out.
This is like a two-part
what? I know,
what
I know.
As in, why Maxine?
You're completely justified in what you're thinking. If anything, I feel like I have more of a vendetta against her than anyone else, but just after we went and beat her, normally with the Cult of Nuzlocke, you're shunned and you have to destroy your Pokeball that has the Pokemon inside of it. That didn't happen. Her Lucario ended up saving her and running off, and no one really knows where she went until just now. We just saw her outside of her Nuzlocke attire, so one of two things are happening. She's either undercover, which I highly doubt, but could be possible, or she's very afraid of returning to the Cult of Nuzlocke, and in the reason being that she didn't follow the rules. Maybe if I can convince her enough with your help, she might help us. It's always good to have people with inside information and also strong allies.
Chris, you're like one of my best friends, but that makes no sense whatsoever.
You think I appreciate that a lot, Angel. I consider you a really good friend,
okay,
but at the same time, please just...
I'd like to move on to my second what, as in, why me?
Currently, you are the only one that I know that can help me.
How? I'm not special or anything. I'm not a trainer or...
You don't need to be a trainer to be special. You don't need to have super special powers or anything like that. You're special in your own way. You're smart. You're an extremely astute woman. And Arceus knows you've helped us more often than you think you have. And even now you're helping us just by letting us stay here for the time being before we head off. And you've just been a good point of contact. I cannot do this without your help. I need you, please. But I understand if you can't help us.
Okay, let's just assume that all that is true and I actually can help you. What would you even have me do? I'm a desk jockey at best. I get coffee for everyone and do errands and boring stuff.
I have an idea. Harebrained idea, but I have an idea. But you're the only one that can really help pull this off, and I need your help. Gabe is one of the judges for the tournament, correct?
There are no judges for the main tournament. He was just for the tryouts.
Is there any information that would have been held by him before the tournament, like once the tournament was over during the preliminary round? Anything in terms of someone's name, someone's background, their Pokemon? Normally you have to do some kind of registration before you do the preliminary, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, but those wouldn't be available to the public.
Right. But would they be available to Gabe if he still had that information? Surely it must be stored somewhere.
Wait, are you saying you want me to dig up the information in Mogul Corp?
I know it's not a nice thing to do, but I need information on Maxine.
I need you, Chris, to make... This would be cool plus empathy.
Ooh. All right. Well, that's a zero.
0 out of 4.
Yeah. Don't know if I can re-roll that. Oh, yeah, I have will points. Hey, Kay, can I use a will point?
To re-roll?
Yes.
This seems like a very high-stakes situation because you're basically asking her to do something well outside the purview of her job description. Possibly something that will affect her standing at Mogul Corp.
I know.
So yeah, go ahead and spend a will point and you can re-roll.
Okay, I'm so sorry, Angel, but desperate times call for desperate measures. So that's one will point for me and gonna re-roll. Please work, please work, please work, please work. A 2 out of 4?
Look, even if I did ask Gabe, he wouldn't be still on the King of the Mountain Brawl committee anymore. He'd probably be assigned back to his usual department. In order to get those records, someone would have to be assigned to that committee for the main tournament.
Are you saying that you can't be assigned to that main committee?
I mean, technically, I could put in a proposal to be transferred from the Meteor Research and Retrieval Department over to the committee for the time being. I'm just... Don't want to make too many waves, you know? I like working there. It's a nice place.
Angel, do you know what it's like when you're doing something good but you know you have to do something bad to do something good, even though you know it's wrong? Have you ever felt like that?
No.
I think Maxine can help us because she's no longer part of the Cult of Nuzlocke, and I think she's going through a life transition that's making it harder for her to make decisions and wonder about herself. Again, this is all speculation, but it seems like she's going through the same things I went through when I was a part of Team Magma. And yes, probably now's the time to tell you I used to be a Team Magma grunt, but not by choice. I had to do it because my daughter was taken by my Team Magma, and unfortunately their leader told me that if I did not help nor give my research for how I breed my dogs, then the possibility of seeing my daughter would be very, very slim. But if I worked for him and was a good lackey, I'd be able to see her and leave and could leave this all behind for me. And that was 2 years of my life I can't get back. I think three, actually. I don't remember. It starts to become a blur after a while. But I had no other choice, and I had to do things I wasn't proud of. And unfortunately, after I left, things were weird and things were hard and difficult, things I couldn't tell Emily nor anybody else. But I just want it to be known that I'm doing good. I want to try to do good and do better. But some things in the past haunt you and you feel like you can't change as a person. And I think that's what's happening with Maxine. And maybe if she just had someone like, I don't know, someone that at least she could, that could understand what she's going through, it might help, and it might help us in the long run. Maybe this might be good for us in stopping whatever the Cult of Nuzlocke is doing. Yes, it's a very gigantic gamble, but I think she'd be a really good ally. And again, if you don't think this is something you want to be a part of, I get it, and I understand, and I can always find another way, but this is the one solution that I can think of right now that would be the best effort in getting to that point. So, yeah.
That's... Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, that's a lot, that's a lot, that's a lot to take in. Okay. Mm-hmm. Sorry, it's just a lot to process. It's those two Batman comics were never this intense. Okay. I'll see what I can do. I'll put in the transfer request.
Wait, really?
I make no promises. I don't even know if they'll accept it. But I can put in the request and see if that leads anywhere, but...
Thank you so much.
Oh God, why am I doing this?
Because we're good friends. We're the bestest of friends.
Chris, join me in the whisper chat for a bit.
Oh no. And so it begins.
Bye, Chief.
Would this be an okay point for me to take a quick... Oh, never mind. While we're waiting, I will go get munchies.
She looks out the window. I still don't know why you trust me so much with this.
You've just been really nice and really helpful. And not only that, but it's been nice to actually have a friend to talk to. I don't really have a whole lot of adult friends I can realistically talk to. I mean, you can only hear a Pokemon go Houndoom or Growlithe so many times before you start to question your own sanity.
I always thought most of them make animal noises. It's kind of just very unclear about that, I guess.
I think I might be going slightly mental because after a while, this starts to blur together.
I mean, all the other stuff I did was because I work for MogulCorp. The only thing I really did, like me did, was let you sleep here. I know it's not much, but I guess it does have a good view. As she looks out the window, she just takes a deep breath and then her brow furrows. Isn't that Velma over there?
Wait, what do you mean?
Over there at Café Le Mai.
He squints? That does look like her pigtails. Who's that woman she's with?
Out the window, you see Velma in a chair sitting across from what seems to be a woman wearing a large sun hat. You can't make out her face.
Oh, I guess that was
who they were meeting, but... Can Chris really see anything like body movement, fidgeting, anything, expression?
This would be insight plus alert.
3 out of 5.
From this far away, even your good recon skills can't make out who the individual is. You see her take out a brochure and show it to Velma. You assume it's brochure.
The person showed her some kind of document, but I definitely saw something move between them, but I can't really make it out from here, unfortunately.
And then after a second, you see them both get up from their chairs and go opposite ways.
Velma did say something about meeting someone, but didn't go into too much detail. I assume that's the person, but why would they be meeting a grown woman?
Beep, 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 beep. Oh, sorry, I have to.
Oh,
I'm
right.
Going to be late for work otherwise.
Yeah, sorry for that. And again, thank you. Thank you so much. And even if it doesn't work out, thank you. Kay.
Yeah.
There is one thing I want Chris to do while he's in silence, to sit back down on the couch and pull out his sea gear. And I want him to go down to his list of contacts, and you will start to hear some typing. And he's going to type in just the name Maxine and just have it as a draft. Now I'll play the waiting game.
Let's actually go back to the game chat real quick.
Okie dokie.
Velma, I'm going to need you to make a dexterity plus evade roll.
Oh.
Just kidding.
I was literally just about to do it.
The shot's coming from Angel's Flight.
No.
Bye, Chi-Chi.
Inteleon, take the shot.